Jessie Miley-Dyer is the ASP Women's Commissioner of Surfing. And to give us an update, as we've got two Aussie girls going for this world title, Stephanie Gilmore up against Sally Fitzgibbons, and wondering what the waves are like and what sort of business will get done over there in Maui today. Good morning, Jessie.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very, very well. Exciting times for us. We're hoping for an Aussie victory quite clearly. What's the latest?
Yeah, no, we are going to be going into round two this morning here at Honolulu. You know, I've been watching the conditions this morning, and we've actually got a new swell that hit the buoys last night. So we've been waiting for it, and we're just starting to see it show. So it probably is a solid 6 foot right now out there, and I think it's going to be a great day.
It was a pretty good day yesterday, wasn't it, Jessie, given that the two Aussie girls are through to the next round? Did they go straight to round three?
Yeah, so at the moment we have Steph, Sally and Tyler all straight into round three. The losers in round one all go into round two, so they won't be surfing straight up this morning, but they will be surfing this afternoon.
All right. I took everyone through all the different scenarios yesterday, Jessie, regarding what has to happen for each particular girl to win. It's quite complicated, isn't it?
It is actually a little bit. You know, I know some of the women here on tour don't like, you know, really looking at the scenarios. And, you know, I think it's really a competitive thing that you come here to win, and you kind of have that in the back of your mind. And I know Steph does at the moment, and so does Sally. You know, I'll just win the event, and, you know, that's all I can focus on. And, you know, if it falls into place, it falls into place.
Tyler was outstanding, 18.90. I don't know whether the swell at that moment was better than the other girls, because the other two, Laura and Aversh, 15.33, was fairly close. It looks like Sally's was the hardest heat. Would you say that was the case?
Yeah, it actually was. So Honolulu Bay here in Maui is kind of a tricky wave, and it's one of those places where because we're here and we've got Molokai blocking it,
yeah,
that it can really pulse.
Okay.
And, you know, it's such an amazing wave that it's still worth coming here anyway. You know, this is an incredible place, and it's a really, really special wave when we get it. I think today is going to be really incredible. But, yeah, you know, Sally and Steph kind of had one of those heats where you kind of get those lulls. But
yes,
having said that, this wave really suits Tyler Wright surfing, and, you know, I can see her wanting to do really well here. Whether or not she can get the title is another story, but, you know, I know she loves this place.
Absolutely. Jessie, how much do you envisage getting done today of the event, and when do you think the final will be staged?
You know, I'm hoping to get round two and three today.
Right.
You know, if I could, I'm not going to push it, but, you know, there is a small possibility that we could maybe run round four, but I think I'll run out of daylight. Tomorrow looks even better.
Okay.
It is Thanksgiving here in America, but, you know, I think that's going to be the best day, and so I'm thinking that we're going to be finishing here tomorrow, and I'm going to be crowning a new world champ.
Okay.
Fantastic. How good a role have you got? You're a Sydney girl on the road.
Yeah, no, it's been incredible for me. And, you know, this morning I just had to go out and have a surf and check the conditions, you know, make sure it was all perfect for the women. So, you know, I definitely do love my job, that's for sure.
Jessie, I know you're a Sydney girl, but I did notice that you when you said the waves hitting the boys, you did say buoys. I thought it was Baywatch.
I know. Well, you know, because I'm here in Hawaii. If I tell people that I've been watching the boys,
yeah,
they're thinking, what is she doing exactly?
Yeah. I've been crashing into
exactly.
The boys.
Yeah. What's your favourite break in Sydney?
I'm actually from, and I've spent my whole life surfing Bronte. So I think Bronte and Bondi. There's a little actually shorey at Bronte called Bronte Bunker. It's this little left. Probably not really a wave, but, you know, I think that's my favourite spot for sure.
Oh, yeah, it can get quite big, can't it? They're big lefts, aren't they, when the swell comes through at Bronte?
Yeah, we have Bronte and Samarama right next to each other.
Yeah.
You know what it's like when you spend your whole life growing up somewhere and, you know, kind of really getting the stoke for surfing in a certain spot.
Yes.
But, I love Bronte, so I've got to say, Bronte. Plus, the boys will kill me if I didn't.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, Jessie, great to chat. Good. We'll keep the action's about to get underway, so we'll keep everybody up to date on the program. Might even check in again tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks, guys.
Well done, Jessie.